Chapter 11, Pride, Selfishness, Rebellion, and Disobedience. From Proverbs 16, verses 18 through 19, we read, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the meek and poor, than to divide the spoil with the proud." In Proverbs 21, verses 24 and 29-23, "Proud, haughty, scoffer are his names, who acts with insolent pride. A man's pride will bring him low, but a humble spirit will obtain honor." And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, "But realize this, that in the last days difficult times will come, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious, gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power." Chapter 11, Devotional 1, Forget Drano. Are your pipes clogged? In Jeremiah 5, verses 20 through 21 and verse 25, it is written, "Declare this in the house of Jacob and proclaim it in Judah, saying, Now hear this, O foolish and senseless people, who have eyes but do not see, who have ears but do not hear. Your iniquities have turned these away, and your sins have withheld good from you." God used Jeremiah to speak a stern warning and rebuke to the people of Jerusalem. God tells the Israelites their sin, rebelliousness, and disobedience has turned away and blocked their blessings. When we face a problem with a clogged drain and water backs up at our sink, we reach for Drano Liquid Clog Remover with the confidence that it will remove the sludge that is blocking our drains and causing our problem. When the water flow from the faucet is diminished, we unscrew the filter and clean out the sediment to ensure water flows freely. Everything that exists on earth must first occur in the spiritual realm, and then it is manifested in the world, just as grease and food particles will clog and block your pipes in your kitchen sink. Rebelliousness and disobedience will clog your spiritual pipes and limit the flow of God's blessings and anointing in your life. Child of God, are you walking in sin and disobedience? Are your spiritual pipes clogged and limiting the flow of God's blessings, favor, protection, and provision in your life? Are you carrying anger, resentment, and unforgiveness toward anyone? Are you committing sin in the dark, in the back of the room when no one is watching? Did you do the last thing God told you to do? Is God's word the final authority in your life? Or have you built your world around the latest trend on Oprah Winfrey? If your spiritual pipes are clogged, I encourage you to forget Drano. Inject your spiritual pipes with a heavy dose of repentance and faithful obedience. Don't force God to perform a personal service call to clean your spiritual pipes. He will show up and do the work for you, but it will not be pretty, and it usually requires some pain and suffering. Lord, thank you for your lessons on the consequence of sin and disobedience. Remove any area of sin and disobedience I have, as I want and need your favor, protection, and provision. May your blessings always flow freely in my life. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.